3 seconds, 2 seconds. Foligno clears, bumps with Johnston, and this game is in the record books with Minnesota winning by a 2-0 count.
And Anaheim drops another one here in the state of hockey. Minnesota, they just came to play tonight, and it might not even have been one of their better offensive efforts. Saw right out of the gate that they were playing tic-tac-toe, a lot of quick passes, quick playmaking early on. For the most part, they were able to sustain it. Seemed as if probably the first period was their best period, and for Anaheim's sake, you just hope to somehow create any kind of momentum. However, in Winnipeg's a good team, and they have to quickly put this one behind them. Yet again, going to Winnipeg with just all the confidence in the world to try to put something together there tomorrow night.
All right. We're going to take a break in just a second or two, and then Emerson will be back with our good buddy Alexis Downey back at our studio for some post-game festivities. We'll go to break. Want to remind you, celebrate the Ducks' 30th anniversary once more with our final Legacy Night trilogy, Friday, April 5th. First 10,000 fans to arrive at Honda Center for the night's festivities can snag this awesome Mason McTavish bobblehead presented by OC Navigator. And it's a $5 Friday, too. How about that? Reminisce. Make new memories for the next 30 years of hockey our way. Get your tickets today at anaheimducks.com/legacy. One final note from me. On the air, 4:30 tomorrow from the Canada Life Center in Winnipeg. 5 o'clock play-by-play. We'll take a timeout. It's more post-game coverage coming your way in just a moment here on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Getter.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit hegetsus.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see McCarr's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthews scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/clubseats.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show on DuckStream. The Anaheim Ducks falling tonight on the road in Minnesota, 2-0, the final score. The seventh time the Ducks were shut out this season, this time at the hands of the Minnesota Wild. 31 shots on goal for Minnesota in this one, only 16 for the Anaheim Ducks. I'm Alexis Downey. Also, Emerson Needham is with us, who is on site in Minnesota at the XL Energy Center. Emmer, I mean, obviously very disappointing after the previous loss that the Ducks had on Tuesday to the Chicago Blackhawks, getting another loss on this road trip tonight. But did you see any signs of maybe some improved jump in the Ducks' play tonight?
Well, I tell you what, I really loved what I saw out of Ross Johnson, Beaugrou, and Pavel Regenda. Let's just hope that continues. You asked, what are the bright spots? That is the one at the top of the list, so... Look, if anything I got concluding this game, Ross Johnson, this whole line, I mean, Ross was just attacking even late, taking the puck from the near side around the goal line, maybe a couple feet higher than the goal line, attacking that blue paint and getting a quality shot off. Beaugrou missing the near side elbow there early on in the game. Pavel Regenda, we seemed as if he had scored that goal that was called back. Of course, it was as offside as it gets, which is unfortunate. But, hey, I think that line in particular has something to build on heading into Winnipeg tomorrow night.
Emmer, I want to ask you a question that we just received before we get into the highlights from this one. The question reads, hey, Emerson and Alexis, how can the Ducks find the lost mojo with the final games of the season? It seems like we lost the defense and its turnovers after turnover. What's your opinions?
Yeah, and maybe this isn't the best way to describe this mentality, but what do you have to lose mentality? A lot of the pressure, the weight off your shoulders, if you just play looser, hey, this is it hasn't been going our way as of late, only a few games left to go in the regular season. This is an opportune time for guys to just try new things and, you know, things that are obviously could lead into a positive possession or a positive next look. But, I liked what I saw from Olin Zellwiger, who just, it was a two-on-two. You try to go one-on-one or beat the D one-on-one on the near side. It didn't work out, but at least he was trying things, because when that does start connecting or you do succeed in that one-on-one attempt, that just it gives you even more confidence. So I just hope that this Ducks team, each and every player, can play high risk, high reward, setting themselves up for just a strong finish to the season.
I agree. I think it's going to be a locker room effort to kind of rally the troops through these last couple games. Also, maybe having an addition like Leo Carlson back into the lineup and, you know, Max Jones not a part of this game either. Maybe we'll even get to see Trevor Zegras at some point before the end of the season. I think adding a different face in the lineup might be able to spark something as well. And who knows if we'll get to see any of the prospects either as we get down the stretch. But Emerson, let's get into the highlights from this one, starting in that first period. Lukasz Dostal coming up big at a couple points in this game, particularly with 15:45 to go in that first period, made a big save on Ryan Hartman, who had two chances right in the crease.
Here comes Anaheim breaking out to center ice. They turn the puck over at the Minnesota line to Brodin. Sends it in deep, and the Ducks are back to get it behind their goaltender, Lukasz Dostal. Puck moved up the left wing wall by Cam Fowler. Now to the other side. We'll work it up the right wing side. Wild do some forechecking. Puck moved in front. Shot, Dostal. Big save there on a wide open opportunity for Minnesota.
A marvelous stop by Lukasz Dostal. Oh, baby. Saves his Anaheim Duck team from being down 1-0. What a stop.
Lukasz Dostal coming up real big there. Emerson, how important was that? I mean, just a few minutes in the game, just to have Dostal so dialed in.
Well, you heard me on that call. I mean, I was all jacked up after that one. And, you know, you look for solid performances by our two Duck Gold. I mean, Gibby and the Dostal just coming up big each and every game. You know, at least initially when this the first moments of the hockey game to keep your team either tied or close in it, they're going to come up big each and every time, as Lukasz did right there. But that one jacked me up, and it came out of a pivotal time. I mean, that was a big save, gave this Ducks team reassurance that, of course, the goaltending has your guys' back. But, yeah, now it's just about the skaters to play with a little bit more confidence. I love what I've been seeing out of Olin Zellweger. He keeps getting better and more confident each and every game. He continues to get active, and a lot of those D-zone exits were led by him, and it just goes to show, you know, a young guy who's completely dominated the American Hockey League and has made a statement that he is showtime now. He's playing consistent, confident, and it's guys like that, Jackson Lacombe stepping up, no longer from now until the end of the regular season should we be, you know, seeing guys with such hot and cold moments, you know, high to low. This is a team that is in desperate need of some consistency. And look, they need just a bunch of them. They need the whole team these last remaining games of the regular season to just find that confidence. Like I mentioned, Zellweger has been doing it. Just need more guys to do it as well.
You mentioned Olin Zellweger. He had two shots on goal in that first period. Pavel Regenda also two shots on goal. However, Minnesota spent a lot of time in the Ducks zone as a part of that one, and it was Zach Bogosian who got the first goal of the game for the Wild.
Here is Bogosian, a drive, he scores! Kind of an off-balance slap shot. The right-handed shooting veteran D-man beats Dostal cleanly. And with 5:16 to go in the first period, Minnesota has a 1-0 lead.
Emmer, on that play there with Bogosian getting the goal there, did it look like Dostal maybe couldn't quite see the lane, or was it just too quick of a reaction for Bogosian?
Well, I thought initially it had gotten tipped. I thought there was some kind of a change in direction from that puck, but after watching a few replays, it seemed to have gone directly in. But yeah, there was two Wild players in that net front area. There was a defenseman there for the Anaheim Ducks trying to box out there and clear the area. So little to no shot for Lukasz Dostal to stop that one.
Going into that second period, no Radko Gudas, as he was out with an upper body injury, did not return after that hit by Marcus Johansson on him in the first period into the boards. And the Wild were able to take advantage of that in the second period. It was Kirill Kaprizov getting the next goal, and it came quickly into that period, 2:17.
Here's a breakaway feed, Fowler, oh, and a save there by Marc-Andre Fleury. A big-time scoring opportunity there for Anaheim, and then the Wild come back and put the puck in the net. Is there anything worse than that when you're trying to get back in the game? Miss an opportunity at the other end of the ice and then give one up, and the Wild's Kirill Kaprizov will make it 2-0 for Minnesota.
Emerson, I mean, the whole game we saw how quickly Minnesota was able to be in transition, and that goal was an example of it.
Yeah, it was a goal that was just – It was a great display of skill. I mean, just a nice backdoor play. It kind of mirrored what we saw out of that Blackhawks team just the other night there, where it was that Kurashev-Bedard combination that was so lethal for the whole 60 minutes in that one. And it reminded me of a backdoor play set up by the two there the other night. And it's just it's an elite-level pass. What a finish. Those finishes aren't easy. You got pressure. You got a D-man hacking at your back and pushing you from behind there. And just bearing down on those ones isn't easy to do. Kaprizov did it, and that's why he's one of the best in the National Hockey League.
The Wild would go on to have 15 shots on goal in the second period. The Ducks only getting 2 shots in that second period, bringing their total to just 19 after 40 minutes of play. So going into the third, it was crunch time for Anaheim, and they did have an opportunity where it looked like Pavel Regenda got the goal. Ross Johnston initially also there as a part of that in the crease. However, Minnesota would challenge it for offside, and it was ruled no goal.
Here comes Anaheim breaking in. Beaugrou, one end of the stick to the net. Couldn't get a shot away. Puck whacked at Johnston. Just put it in. I believe it was Ross Johnston off to the side of the net who knocked it in. There was some traffic there. It might have been possibly Regenda. There were 3 Ducks players there. I think now, we haven't seen the replay, but I think maybe Regenda's the guy that touched it last.
Well, Pavel Regenda is leading the train over to the players' bench, high-fiving all around there. Looks like Ross Johnston just on this near side trying to hack that puck in, but Pavel Regenda is the one that sellies, so we're just going to have to wait and see who this one gets credited to.
After further review, it was determined that the play was offside prior to the goal. We have no goal on the ice. Please reset the clock to 17:20.
Boy, you know, it's tough enough winning. Then when you get a goal, you have something like this happen. But clear cut, we saw the replay right away, and you knew it was offside. But that's a heartbreak one there.
So no goal for the Anaheim Ducks. And through the end of that period, that would be the final score. 2-0 in favor of the Minnesota Wild tonight. The start of a back-to-back for Anaheim. Emerson, how does the team reset and get ready to take on a tough Winnipeg team that they've already seen a few times this season?
Well, if you look at the past 2 teams the Ducks have faced off against, you have a team, the Chicago Blackhawks, who are at the bottom of the standings. And look, for lack of a better words, the Blackhawks took it to the Anaheim Ducks in that one. Mm-hmm. Just for the full 60-minute game, it was shift after shift, and it was tough to watch. Now, this game, a little bit closer, but not by much. It was a game in which I think the Minnesota Wild could have popped a few more in. There was a couple strong defensive play. One that comes to mind, Pavel Mintikoff back-checking, get a solid stick on that negated a 2-on-1 going against the Ducks. So it was a couple key defensive plays that stopped the Minnesota Wild from putting up a couple more goals, but they were that dominant. And I just, once again, hope that everyone, each skater on this Ducks team can just find it within themselves to just say, hey, look, the Chicago Blackhawks aren't going to be a better team than the Winnipeg team we're going to face. The Minnesota Wild are not a better team than Winnipeg. It is going to be a tough test, but there goes that what do we have to lose mentality. Just the pressure right now should essentially be off. There's just so much opportunity within this Ducks team for someone to just take ownership and take onus on themselves to dominate and be a big-time player. Look at that Brett Leason performance. It was an underwhelming team performance, but Brett Leason showed up in that game. You just need, quite a few more in order to get some of these wins here in these next couple of games, but it won't be easy.
Certainly looking for some more consistency in the Ducks' play in these next couple games now that they've fallen for the recent games that they've fallen in, especially with these two on this road trip as well. However, not giving up any goals tonight on the power play, on the penalty kill. So the Ducks being a little bit stronger on that end tonight, Emerson.
Yeah, and something we talked about in the pregame show, AD, you and I, and how important it was. Look, that was just another area where the Minnesota Wild, if it wasn't for a stronger game from the PK, led by solid clears early on, there was just quite a few times, first 5-10 seconds into that power play opportunity for the Minnesota Wild, strong clears. There was one time where there was a strong clear, and then very quickly was a Ducks turnover, but not very many of those. I thought for the most part, PK did a good job, and that was just highlighted by simplicity. Discipline was better. Maybe that's not saying a whole lot from what we saw there in that Chicago Blackhawks game, but it's a start, and they're going to need to continue to play discipline in Winnipeg tomorrow night.
Certainly against a tough Winnipeg team. Well, Emerson, safe travels there. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the pregame show once again at 4:30.
Off to Winnipeg. Can't wait.
All right. And when we come back, we'll have more of this post-game show talking about some of your thoughts from the text line. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
It's Kaeberle Iglesias on his all-new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive-thrus. Oh, I'm evil at a drive-thru, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have...
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Kaeberle Iglesias. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Attention all Anaheim Ducks fans, are you ready to join the coolest club in town? The Wild Wingers Kids Club is here and you don't want to miss out. For just $35, your child can become a proud member of the Wild Wingers Kids Club. With their membership, they'll receive invites to our parties and our 30th anniversary kit that includes discounts, a tin lunchbox, a trendy reversible beanie, a collectible Wild Wing trading card, and a silicone poppet toy. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/kidsclub or visit our booth at any Ducks home game to become an official member.
And we're back with the post-game show tonight. The Ducks falling for their fourth game in a row to the Minnesota Wild, this time as a part of this road trip that they're on. The first game in Chicago Tuesday, a tough loss for them, and continuing that tonight. But a couple of bright spots in this game, particularly as Emerson and I just talked in the last segment, that fourth line tonight of Ross Johnston, Bo Grew, and Pavel Regenda, they generated between the three of them five shots on goal, almost had a goal in that third period. That good net front presence there to get that rebound after Bo Grew came in for the shot. However, ruled offside, no goal, unfortunately, for the Ducks, as that could have been potentially a turning point, as the third period was definitely a better period overall for the Ducks, just generating seven shots on goal in that one, playing some better defense overall. But I think some parts of this game, when I look at it, The Ducks just struggled to find some quality chances in this one. And yes, only 16 shots on goal. You want to get more shots on goal. That's been a theme all year. But looking for some better quality shots in this game tonight. And Minnesota really prevented them. They were getting in the lanes. They were blocking a lot of those opportunities, even from happening, cutting off passes. And they were really quick, as we talked, in transition, getting out of their zone quickly, getting through the neutral zone. That was something that was on display for the Wild tonight. And the Ducks did hold up defensively for the most part, only allowing, of course, those two goals. Dostal in the net going 29 of 31 through this game. But obviously, a couple defensive breakdowns. The Wild could have had more goals, as Emerson and I just talked. But only two, and that's the way this game would end tonight. The Ducks just not able to generate much in this one. So let's get to some of your thoughts in this one. Already got to that first one, just how the Ducks are going to find the loss mojo in the final games of the season. I want to talk a little bit more about that because, you're at a point where this was game number 66 of an 82-game season. You're really getting down to the end here. About a little over a month left of the season. Of course, that last game in Vegas on April 18th. Today, March 14th, so not too long left in this season. But it's a point where, when I've talked to some of the guys in the locker room, they don't want to just end the season on the low like they had last year. They really want to come together as a team, show off some bright spots for the future. I feel like that's a little bit of what I talked about last post game, and we just haven't seen that yet. And I'm really looking for someone to step up here. It was good to see Alex Killorn recently, have that 4-game goal streak, but that broke in that last game. We didn't see too much of him or really that top line tonight. I feel like Ben Myers, he's been having flashes since he's joined the Ducks, just his fourth game, playing in his home state of Minnesota tonight. But just looking for more out of the Ducks, especially offensively in these next couple games, and in particular against a Winnipeg team tomorrow night. Another text that we have here, Radko Gudas is boarded in the first period. No penalty, although he was injured. It's just another Ducks game. Well, yeah. Unfortunately, we were really hoping the best for Radko Gudas. I watched the replay of that boarding and, was surprised that there was not a call on that one. Radko going into the boards, that hit by Marcus Johansson. It looked like, his right shoulder went into the boards first, a very uncomfortable way that he went into them, kind of crippling down to the ice. Did not look good. Really hope that he's okay, but of course was out the rest of the game with that upper body injury. And he is someone that the Ducks have really relied on this season. He has been a big get for Anaheim and someone that I've really enjoyed watching this season. Someone that, of course, as they say, you like to have on your team, not having to play against. But it was a big loss for the Anaheim Ducks in this game, although, they did hold strong defensively, only allowing one goal in that second period and none in that third period. But having to make some adjustments. Cam Fowler playing 31 minutes of ice time tonight, 26 shifts overall. So that's something, that Cam has experienced a lot throughout his career. He's a very, very experienced NHL player, been in the league for a long time, been with the Anaheim Ducks for a long time. But, to have 31 minutes on the ice, it's a lot, and it's a big responsibility to have to take over on a team that's tired. The team looked a bit tired tonight and definitely looking to find a spark tomorrow night. And the next text that we got here, read from Buena Park, said the plus side, a better third and only two penalties. However, defensive turnovers led to extended shifts and Wild second chances. 16 shots are just not enough. 6 straight game with 2 or less goals. Just need more possession. More from the top players. No goals from Terry in 7 games. McTavish 8 and Vetrano in 6. Exactly. That's what I'm looking for. Some scoring from those guys that we traditionally see it from. It just, we need someone to step up. I mentioned Killorn there, but looking for more, especially from Troy Terry. I mean, he's someone that he is a reliable face for this Anaheim Ducks team, and to see that he hasn't had a goal in 7 games, obviously not a good thing for him. But definitely good that the Ducks only had 2 penalties in this one. Kind of funny on the other side that Minnesota's only penalty came from goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury. That high sticking call. But yes, good discipline from Anaheim. I feel like they also the style of play that Minnesota plays, it wasn't one that really provoked Anaheim that much. A lot of switches you could see in the zone, which in some cases could result if the Ducks were feeling a little lazy and potential taking penalties with that man-on-man coverage. But I thought overall the defensive play stood tall on that end. They weren't lazy and taking penalties. They were a bit more disciplined. That was really good to see because obviously that was tough against the Chicago Blackhawks the other night. And just as far as the turnovers, you know, there was a bit of that, especially early in the game. There were some turnovers in the neutral zone in that first period, leading to some chances or at least some sustained ozone time for Minnesota. And I could just talk about the turnovers so much because that's obviously been something that's been frustrating this year, something that's also frustrated head coach Greg Cronin. But, you know, it's something that I want to see Anaheim clean up a bit more in this last stretch of the season because it has resulted in so many goals throughout this year that it would be good to see just a bit more of the possession staying together and just overall better puck possession by Anaheim. And hopefully, again, maybe we'll get to see that a little bit tomorrow night in a different game plan, though. It's a very different Winnipeg Jets team that the Ducks are going to be facing tomorrow. So we have a little bit more to talk about on this post-game show on the other side of the break. So we will be right back.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
TuneIn is bringing people together through radio. Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover, interested in what's going on around the world,
I'm not
going
to answer hypothetical questions, number one, and I didn't
or want to catch your team's live play-by-play. It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that glass to the good times. Love on
the... Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Back with the postgame show on Duck Stream. A couple things more that I want to talk about before looking at the game tomorrow against the Winnipeg Jets. Obviously tonight, a shutout to the Minnesota Wild, the Ducks' seventh time they were shut out this season so far. So not good on that end, of course, but Dostal standing pretty tall in net tonight, 29 of 31, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, making some big stops, especially that first one in the first period on Ryan Hartman as a part of that. Some other stats from this game by the Anaheim Ducks, 16 shots on goal in total. As I mentioned, just not enough from the team on that end. However, they were 45.5% in the faceoff circle, which was much improved as they started the game after the first period of play at 16.7% in faceoff. So good that that improved as the game went on. They ended up with 15 hits, 14 block shots, only one giveaway and only one takeaway. So some good numbers in there despite the outcome of this game as well. And as I mentioned, you know, that fourth line really being a big part of this one tonight, and looking to see how that stands together in potentially tomorrow's game. Now, Max Jones has been day to day with that illness. Pavel Regenda called up, to replace him in that sense. Not sure on the status of Max Jones for tomorrow, but Pavel Regenda certainly making a case for himself to be a part of the game tomorrow night in Winnipeg. And then also Leo Carlson, he was supposed to play. That was the hope in this game against the Minnesota Wild. He is with the team, but did not play in this one. He has been skating, so maybe we'll get to see him hopefully tomorrow against Winnipeg. That would be a really big addition back into the Ducks lineup. Not sure on his status exactly. We should find out some more tomorrow and hopefully have an answer for you by the pregame show tomorrow as to whether Leo Carlson will be back in the lineup. But he is someone that the Ducks really miss. I mean, they really miss his presence up front. He is just such a playmaker, so fun to watch, and he makes a difference. He makes the guys around him better on the ice. Just the second you see him get the puck in the neutral zone and work his way in, and just making that space, finding that space, whoever his line mates are in that point. But someone that I certainly miss watching, and I'm hoping that we get back in this lineup soon. He, of course, was in concussion protocol. So hoping that we get Leo back as a part of the game tomorrow, possibly. But looking at this Winnipeg Jets team, of course, you know, they have been having a strong season this week. They're playing some home games as they have a win over the Washington Capitals on Monday and then a loss to the Nashville Predators in their last game out. So the Ducks being their next opponent, not playing tonight. Now, Winnipeg currently sits third right now in the Central Division, 87 points. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. In that playoff spot, and they were a little active during the trade deadline, a team that I think it's going to be interesting to watch, you know, down the stretch if they're able to pull ahead of the Avalanche or the Stars. Who's going to end up being in that number one spot in the Central Division? Who's going to have to match up with who in the postseason? But Winnipeg has already gotten the best of the Ducks in the previous two meetings this season, the first one back on December 10th. And I think about that game, and I think about that hit that Ryan Strome had on Kyle Connor. Kyle Connor was out the next month, but did return back in mid-January or so. He was not a part of that game in January, right before that, January 5th, the last time the Ducks have seen the Jets. That was a 3-1 loss for Anaheim. So this is going to be the first meeting that Ryan Strome and Kyle Connor are both back out on the ice. I can't say at this point I'm expecting anything, but I know that a lot of people were upset after that one between Ryan Strome and Kyle Connor. So we'll see how that one plays out tomorrow, but that game is a 5:00 start, just like today, with a 4:30 pregame show for you. We'll have that right here on DuckStream. And a couple more things before I get going. Just a couple shout-outs I want to give to the Junior Ducks and the Lady Ducks this weekend, as they'll be competing in the CAHA Tier 2 State Playoffs and the SCAHA Championships. And those games will be hosted at various rinks facilities throughout the weekend. So best of luck to the Junior Ducks and the Lady Ducks teams as they compete in those playoffs and championships. And the last piece of news, bit of news that I wanted to say was 10 days from now is our Women in Sports weekend on Sunday, March 24th, when the Ducks are hosting the Tampa Bay Lightning. We have a very special weekend, an event on Saturday at Great Park Ice. It's a chat with Jeannie Buss. She's a part of it. And then Sunday, we have a panel that I will be moderating. Very excited for that. And tickets are on sale now. You can head over to the Anaheim Ducks website for more information. That release just came out today. Very excited for that event. We had Women in Sports Night last year, but this year it is a whole weekend. So you can take a look at that, see if it's something that you'd be interested in. Otherwise, we will be back tomorrow with the pregame show, as I mentioned, 4:30, taking on the Winnipeg Jets. An opportunity for the Ducks to break this four-game skid that they are on right now, but certainly one that's going to be tough, as the last two matchups with Winnipeg had resulted in Jets wins. But Ducks going to need to find a way to generate some more offense tomorrow, generate some more energy, and hopefully feel a little bit more rejuvenated ahead of that one. If you want to listen to the Ducks and Wild replay, that's going to be coming up after the break. Otherwise, I'm Alexis Downey. Thanks for tuning in for the post-game show on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Tailgate radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio. Exclusively on
TuneIn. Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover,
this ain't Texas. Oh. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step back three and got the step back three.
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Everything Everywhere
by Noah Kahan and Gracie Abrams.
Now playing on Adult Alternative.
Oh, everywhere, everything. Wanna love you to perfume for the words to eat. Till our fingers decompose. Keep my hand in yours.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Oh my God, Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
The Anaheim Ducks are back on the ice, and this season you can be in the stands to experience it all live.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
Shop a wide variety of seats for every match from Ticketmaster, the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks in the NHL, and make sure you don't miss a single moment. And rest assured, if your plans change, Ticketmaster has you covered. You can securely sell your seats to other fans with just a few taps. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits. All the snipes. All the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free, now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthews scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from. Even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Avoid the penalty box. Parking at Honda Center will look a little different this season. So know before you go. Be sure to review all updates, maps, and more at HondaCenter.com/parking to reserve your spot today.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.